here's a story from The World.
The school year has begun with a critical shortage of teachers in many parts of the U.S. The problem is especially acute when it comes to bilingual educators. It's estimated that there are more than 5 million children in the U.S. with limited English proficiency. So school teachers, school leaders are having to get creative. Brenda Leon with Connecticut Public Radio reports on how one district is recruiting from as far away as Puerto Rico.
Inside Michael D. Fox Elementary School in Hartford, Connecticut, Ms. Adriana Beltran Rodriguez's classroom is decorated with a large, colorful poster on the wall with the word hello.
Part of why I made this poster here, so that it's saying hello in every language spoken in the district.
That's 75 languages, making Hartford one of the most diverse school districts in the state. Beltran Rodriguez provides extra classroom support to students who have recently arrived from countries like Brazil and El Salvador. That's one in every 5 students. A native of Puerto Rico, she's a recent arrival herself. Beltran Rodriguez was recruited from the University of Puerto Rico at Río Piedras, even before she graduated. Moving to the U.S. wasn't a hard decision, after witnessing her own high school teachers who in their 30s were still living with their parents. Island living is expensive, while the salaries of civil servants have mostly been unchanged for the past 13 years.
In Puerto Rico, like, there's so many wonderful things about it. But the truth is, for teachers, it's a really hard time.
In Hartford, Beltran Rodriguez says she's able to afford her own apartment with a teacher salary, something unheard of back on her island. Leslie Torres Rodriguez, the superintendent at the Hartford Public School District, says with teachers retiring and fewer students entering the teaching profession in the U.S., it just made sense to look to Puerto Rico for teachers.
Since 2010, enrollment nationally in teacher prep programs has declined by a third.
The district worked closely with Daniel Diaz, a consultant who's been recruiting teachers from Puerto Rico for 15 years. He says the greatest advantage is their citizenship status.
The teachers in Puerto Rico are American citizens, so we don't have to go through the J-1 visa. The teachers from Puerto Rico, they come here to stay.
The Connecticut recruitment pilot programs worked so well that last March, the school district returned to the island to hire more bilingual teachers. But Professor Carmen Bellido at the University of Puerto Rico in Mayagüez worries that as more teachers leave for the higher pay and opportunities in the state, it's led to a brain drain. And Bellido says fewer students are going into the education field. Since Hurricane Maria hit the island in 2017, followed by a devastating earthquake, Puerto Rico officials say school enrollment has fallen 31%. College enrollment has also dropped.
So hopefully we'll be able to create our own classroom handshake.
This week was the first week of class for Marcos Gabriel Valentin Ortiz at Weaver High School. The 33-year-old was among those who said would never leave Puerto Rico. But after an offer to more than triple his salary, help with housing, and a signing bonus, he was one of 16 teachers who accepted the district's offer.
Starting Weaver has been a challenge because of all the, you know, new process of how things are done in this school or culture, getting to know the curriculum, getting to know the students in a different culture. So my first day was like a shock.
He's working with second and third generation Puerto Rican students, but even that's been a challenge.
Trying to communicate with them the culture that I think is Puerto Rican. It's not like a thought. They don't know the Puerto Rico that I know, actually.
Even with just a week under his belt, Valentin Ortiz says he made the right decision. Valentin Ortiz misses home, his friends, and the grandfather who raised him. But he says this is his time to grow.
Still adapting, still learning a lot. That's one of the things that I want. Learn new things, have an adventure. Hopefully I survive that adventure by the end of the year.
But his first priority, he says, are his students. For The World, I'm Brenda Leon in Hartford, Connecticut. From PRX.